Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling our Shop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Doreen.
Hi, Doreen. How are you today?
Okay.
What can I do for you?
Basically, I was interested in signing up for a potential service as a
Okay.
future customer. So I'm in Saugerties on Patch Road.
Okay. So you're on Patch Road in Saugerties. Do you happen to have a house number?
128.
128.
Yes, one. Tried to sign up online, but it wasn't happening.
Okay. Let's take a look. So it does show that our in-service date for that address would be November 21st.
Okay.
Did you want to sign up now so that you're in the system and we'll give you a call closer to the 21st to schedule for a day after the
Yeah,
21st?
I was interested in, signing up and getting the limited time offer.
Yeah, so if we do that, you would still get that.
So there'd be like a 2-year guarantee and free
Yes.
installation?
And
Okay.
your billing cycle would not start until the date of install.
So what do you need to know?
Okay. I need to know which plan you
On
wanted
which
before.
spectrum? I have to tell you that I am with Spectrum and I have internet service only.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps you with the billing or not.
No, it does not as far as that goes.
Okay.
Because we don't have access to the Spectrum information,
Gotcha. Oh,
or their
okay.
clientele for that matter. But what I did want to know was the type of plan that you wanted, whether it was 1 gig or the 2 gig.
What the type of, I'm sorry, what kind, what do you want to know? Type
The
of.
plan, so did you want the 1 gig, the 1,000 megabytes per second, or the 2,000 megabytes per second?
No, the 1,000 is good.
Okay. And then do you know
Because I hear
approximately,
all of.
yeah, that's
Go
fine. Do you know approximately how large your home is in square footage? It would help us determine whether or not you may need some extenders.
No, I don't. So it's about 1,100 feet.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. And if you do, just so that you're aware, at the moment, there's one at no additional cost that you would be able to get. And then any after that, if you were to decide that you needed more, they would be $8 per month per extender if you wanted them. And then
Right.
so,
Is there a rental charge on the extenders in the
well,
future?
that's what the extenders are per month. It's $8 per month per extender. But right now we're offering one Wi-Fi extender at no cost. And that will be de ultimately decided by yourself and your Archtop fiber technician on the day of your install. So the first one would be free. Any others after that would be $8 per
You
month
think
per.
it'll be okay without them
Yeah, I don't see an
because
issue. I
you'd
mean,
have to remove it. Yeah. I
yeah,
mean, I'm not
no.
having any trouble now, and we're kind of moving, back and forth, so it's not like I have a whole house full of children playing
Okay, no
games.
worries. No worries. All right, so it is 128 Patch Road, just to confirm.
128 Patch Road,
Perfect. 477.
12477.
Yeah. And then do you own or rent the property?
Home.
And do you know how your current utility wires are feeding your home, such as like Central Hudson, your current Spectrum? Are they through the air or are the cables underground?
They're through the air.
Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
Yes.
And to confirm, we did not want
May have
any
been the
landline
problem.
service, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And Doreen, what is your first and last name, please?
Okay, it's Dorine, and the last name is Maurice, Maurice.
So it's M, as in Mary, O-R-E-S-E.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay.
Perfect. Yeah, I would have spelt your first name with E-E-N because that's how I've always seen it. So this is
that's
nice
typical.
And
yeah,
refreshing. Yeah. It's definitely refreshing to see a different spelling.
I have to thank my mom for that.
Oh, absolutely. And then what is the best email address for you? This will also be your username for the account portal online.
It's going to be philkdor@icloud.com. And it's philkdor.
So that's C as in cat, H as in Henry, I as in igloo, L as in Larry, K as in Kaylee, D as in David, O as in Oscar, R as in Robert.
What's the first one? I don't think that's right. P as in pocket.
Oh, P as in pocket. Okay.
Like in the man's name, P-H-I-L.
Okay, Phil. Phil K. Dore.
Yeah. Right.
And then you said iCloud?
iCloud.com. Yes.
Got it. And what is the primary phone number you'd like on the account, please?
This one is good. 718-415-5678.
Perfect. Is there a secondary number that you'd like on the account?
No, I think that's good.
Okay. All right. And then how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account?
An email. An email is good.
Well, we do have the option of phone, email, or text.
What? And what is this in reference to exactly? Why would you be contacting? If you needed to get in touch with me, is it that kind of a thing?
Yeah, it's for account-specific reasons. Most people opt for text because it's the most direct and least interruptive. Because we would send you a text with regards to reminders about your appointment. We could notify you about billing updates. We could notify you about order status updates, just basic account specific updates.
Okay. So actually I prefer email, but like in terms of appointments, of course, that would be more important. So that would be the phone, you know, the text, my phone.
Yeah. I mean, I can select both, but you, if with the email, you may receive some marketing and promotional emails from us. If you do get those, what you can do is you can always click the unsubscribe at the bottom of the promotional ones.
Okay, great.
And that way you'll still receive all the account-specific ones, but just to make you aware of it.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. That's why I hesitated about giving you my text.
No, you're fine. But the reason being is because we also don't provide any, you will not receive any marketing or advertisements on your cell phone unless you were to authorize that, so.
Oh, you won't? Okay.
Yeah.
That would be better then.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Yeah, no, we don't do that. And then the only time that we ever reach out to you via phone is sometimes it would be automated, or it would be one of us as like a vendor or agent to reach out and be like, hey, so we did get like a return payment, for example, or hey, we just want to verify that everything is working out well, or if there's an issue with the construction, there's been a delay and need to reschedule, whatever the case may be, or even if you submit a ticket for slow speeds, or if something were to happen with the internet that you contacted us through the website, we can give you a call at that point to troubleshoot. So that would be the ways
so
that we would reach out to you by phone.
All right, then just go with the text.
Okay. And then so for the promotional price for the $69.99, that is if you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing. Did you want to sign up for that now?
I can do that.
Okay. What I would need is the routing and account number for that. Because if we were to do through credit or debit card, it would only give you a $5 discount versus the full 10. So it would bring your bill down to $74.99 instead of $69.99. So the checking account is usually the best way to save.
Oh, it would bring it down to $74.99?
If you were to do it with credit or debit card. If you do it with the ACH, such as like a checking or a savings account, that would give you the full $10 discount to bring your bill down to $69.99.
Okay, hold on, and I'll get you that number.
Okay, perfect. Appreciated.
Okay, the
I know it can sound confusing.
It's Ulster County.
Okay.
Okay. The routing number is 22-1971-264. That was the last
three
digits.
Yep, I got that. And it did come up as Ulster Savings Bank.
And then the account number is 150-1111-825.
Okay. And it is your name on the account?
Yes. Lorraine Morris.
Okay. And that's DorineMorese.
Correct. 128 okay. Patch, 1247.
Yep, nope, I don't need the address for this part. Is there a middle initial that I need to include just to make sure it matches?
No, the account is as stated.
Okay. And then is this a checking or a savings account?
It's a checking.
And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes, I do.
Perfect.
Authorize that.
Awesome. Okay, and is there any information about the property that our installers should be aware of, such as like buried wires, septic tanks, gas lines?
No, it's that should be okay. No, I don't think there'll be any problem.
Okay, and then did you have
any
questions?
We heat with oil, so there's no tank or anything like that.
Okay. And then did you have any questions or comments for our technicians to make it easier for the install?
No, just that notified that, you know, when they do come in and get a heads up, stuff like that, that somebody would be home.
Okay. I mean, when we schedule the install appointment on the 21st mm-hmm. of November, we should be reaching out to you to go ahead and get that scheduled. Mm-hmm. That is the set appointment that we would need you to be home or someone over the age of 18 to be home for the installation.
Okay.
So it's not going to be like, oh, hey, we're here to install. No, we would actually set and schedule an appointment for you. And we would ask you. The 21st of November is the in-service date. So anytime after that would be when the install would be. So we would
be
contacting
you.
Yeah. So we would be contacting you on the 21st.
That's kind of a busy time.
I know.
Close to Thanksgiving.
I know. So that's why we're going to reach out and schedule based on what your availability is.
Okay.
Great. We also do Saturday installs too, if that makes it easier for you.
Mhm.
So.
That might work.
All right. Perfect. So that has been saved. So you're all set to go. We will definitely reach out to you on the 21st of November to go ahead and ask you when you would like your installation appointment to be.
Okay, and will there be a text message or a phone call?
So, yes, it would be a phone call from one of us.
Sometimes
yes, absolutely. That's okay. We will also leave a voicemail with our phone number. We would leave a generic voicemail. Hey, it's time for us to go ahead and get you scheduled. Obviously, we would introduce ourselves. Mm-hmm. For example, it would be like, for example, me. Hey, it's this message is for Doreen. My name is CJ calling from Archtop Fiber. We are able to get you scheduled. Please give us a call back at 855-ARCHTOP or 855-272-4867. That's usually like my version of the generic message, but it's something around that kind of message.
That's good. I just don't want you to think I'm ignoring you.
Oh, no, absolutely. We would leave a voicemail, and then you can give us a call whenever you're able. So it's not like it's that big of a deal. I mean, yes, we would want to get you scheduled for whenever you are most comfortable. But if you screen calls like a lot of people do, it's not a big deal. We're more than happy to leave a voicemail for you to call.
All right.
You should receive two emails.
An email with a confirmation. Okay.
Yes. That was what I was getting to. So you will get an email for your order confirmation, and then there will be another one for the invitation to log into the online website for your online portal.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
So that should be all set. And then you're already set up with all the auto pay information. So the day that your billing cycle will start will be on the day of the install.
Okay.
So you won't see anything prior to that as far as payment goes.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be kind of silly for us to charge before that, right? I mean, you're not getting services until.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so we always make sure that, you know, the billing cycle is the same day as your scheduled install. So once the installation is complete, your tech will tell you that, hey, you're good to go. Everything is working perfectly. They'll walk through with different steps on how to have control over your Wi-Fi, because there is an app called the HomePass app, in which would give you total control. You can create, like, guest passwords for your Wi-Fi so that you don't have to give out the main Wi-Fi password. You have the options of preventing certain devices from connecting to the internet. So there's a lot of cool features with it that give you total control. I don't know if you have a spouse or anything, but there's this one thing called, I think it's Guard, if I'm not mistaken, but no, it's HomeSense. I'm so sorry. HomeSense. So like when the, telephone, like your cell phone that's normally connected to the Wi-Fi, walks into the household and connects to the Wi-Fi, you know that your significant other or yourself are home. So that kind of gives like a nice little bit of a feature to be like, okay, for example, for me, it would be my kids. Okay, my daughter made it off the bus safely. We're good.
Right.
So there's a few cool features on there too. So the tech will walk you through it. We'll help you set it up. And once they give the go-ahead that everything is all set and that you're connected and your speeds are looking great, then at that point, that's when you can go ahead and cancel with your current provider. We do recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with the provider, just so that you maintain the connectivity. So we want you to have internet even through the installation process, because fiber is completely different, so we don't use coaxial. So we will not be interrupting your internet service with your current provider. So that's the reason why.
All right.
Did you have any other questions?
Not at this point.
All right. Well, in that case, you are all set. And we will definitely reach out to you on November 21st. So I thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. And I hope you have a fantastic weekend and a great, great Halloween. It's so much fun. I love Halloween.
It is very popular now, right?
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
It's fun. Kids get to dress up as whatever they want. But I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Thanks, Serene. Bye-bye.